Trump's budget calls for a 31% decrease in funding for the Environmental Protection Agency, the biggest cut of any agency. In addition to cutting 3,200 employees, the proposal eliminates money for other projects too, including Chesapeake Bay restoration and climate change research. Gito Tori is the director of public policy at Ducks Unlimited, an organization that restores wetlands and other habitats. They've used the initiative's funds in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and other states. Tori says the restoration projects provide jobs to the Great Lakes region.
This is about the economy and jobs, and I think this is a message we need to get out more and more to the administration and to Congress.
Tori and other Great Lakes advocates have been in Washington this week, lobbying Congress to continue funding the initiative. The money also benefits projects like Buffalo, New York's Emerald Shiner Research. Researchers like Alicia Perez Fuente Taja fear these cuts could limit the project's future.
So that means we are looking at pretty skinny years in terms of research in the river.
Trump's plan now goes to Congress, and some politicians have vowed to fight back against the cut. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.